Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Wow. All of these ice storms and everything hitting the South, all over the country. I'm surprised nobody's flying Alexis out to fix all these fountains that have frozen, since she's an expert on whether or not water will freeze in a science project that we just learned about on the regular old show.
Get Alexis in here.
I'm the ice expert.
If you're listening to this podcast and it's not on the day that we posted it, then you should go back to this day, which is Tuesday, February 16th, 2021, and listen to at least the last segment of the regular old morning show. And you'll know what we're talking about, and it was hilarious. As a matter of fact, we should just take that and replay it as Share Funny today and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's go.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's going to be nasty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of haters in the building.
Haters. Hating it.
Drinking all the haterade.
Okay, Alexis, do we have an update that you would be willing to share with us on your guy situation? The guy that's trying to get all up on you? Or no? Did we talk about that in Share Funny yesterday? Or was it the regular show?
I think we talked about it on the regular
show. I think it was a regular show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, no, you don't have an update?
No, he wanted to hang out yesterday, but I told him, I'm like, I don't do anything during the week.
Hey, you never told him that before? Like, hey, I got a job where I get up so early.
I have said it before. Oh, and he was like, I knew what the answer was going to be, but I just thought I would ask.
Then why you ask?
Why are you asking then if you already know?
Because maybe she would make an exception. I'm saying from the guy's perspective. Oh. But I told her, I said, this is going to be a problem because I find nothing more attractive than a girl that doesn't want me. So she's not doing him any favors if she thinks this is going to send the message that she doesn't want anything to do with it. I said, no, it's going to do the opposite. It's going to make him want you more. At least to me, that does. When some girl's like, I don't want you, I'm like,
you lied.
We'll see.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me. I'm the opposite. Like if there ever would have been a case where a girl didn't want me, I would have said, oh, fine. I would have been the whole, you know, your loss, that whole thing. As I keyed her car.
Siphoned her gas.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding.
I love it. I love it. Love it, love it. It's the sexiest thing to me.
Yeah, I could see that. Because there was this one girl that you were really all crazy about that was always, you know, blowing you off and all that kind of stuff.
Like, oh.
Who was the girl on the show at the time? Was it Gwen? Or
no, it was maybe Monica.
Whoever it was kept telling you that you were crazy.
Oh, and then they're right.
Or was it Lindsay?
It might have been Lindsay. Yeah, it was Lindsay. She was real mean about it. But she was right. But I don't know. There's just something so attractive to me about a girl that doesn't want me. I find it, like, intoxicating.
You know what? I think that might be my problem, too, because I feel like the guys that are, like, completely into me, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it's, like, not even fun.
Yeah, but the ones that aren't, I'm like, no, why don't you don't like me? Like, sure. What? Okay, yeah, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a challenge kind of thing. Yeah. And you also think, with women, they think, oh, he must be able to have anybody he wants. if he's not, you know, if he can just walk away and not want me, then he must have his choice of girls that he could have. So it's competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to think like that, though. I need to change that up a little bit.
Yeah, you do. Because you know what that'll get you? Heartaches, that's what.
Heartbreak, heartaches.
Heartaches. I don't want fartaches or heartaches.
And then you end up alone.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Lonely.
This guy likes her.
I know. But that's, you said that's not good.
No.
Riggins?
No. I'm saying I don't want to out anybody, but if she's not into it, then she needs to be very clear about it, which is always a problem. Because the girl that I was obsessed with for years never said, I don't like, she would give me little pieces, like little breadcrumbs. Yeah. And I ate that shit. I'm like, no, give me them.
Yeah.
And and I stayed with her one night. And
what happened?
Nothing.
You guys cuddled?
A little bit.
That
was it.
Did you try to kiss her?
Yes.
Where?
There. And I was like, oh, yes, this is so exciting. And then nothing.
She friend zoned you?
Yeah, pretty much. And now she's married and she got a kid. And then not too long ago, she was like, let's get up and get lunch. I was like, okay. You know?
Did you?
No.
Oh.
I have some, I'm not going to give away all my dignity. So.
But you probably still had that feeling of how you felt before. Like, now you want to go to lunch with me?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. And if she wasn't married and had a kid, I would have been all over it.
And you would have gone in and go, things would be different this time. I'm in charge.
Yeah.
I'm in control.
Exactly.
I'm a celebrity now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, she's hot, too.
I just thought, would it offend you if, like, you just said all that stuff about her and that she, you know, did you this way and that way, which would show that she's not a nice person when it comes to you. But then when you said she was hot, though, if I would have said, no, she wasn't.
Well, that's what, I think that's what Lindsay said or something, like, that brought me back.
Because women will do that.
She's not that hot, and she reminded me of it all the time.
Women will always do that.
But that's what I'm saying.
For their guy friend, they'll not for him, but they think that they're doing a favor or whatever, making them feel better. Like, she's not that hot.
Yeah.
But that only makes you feel like, I wouldn't be acting like this if she weren't hot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let her do me this way, but she's hot. Because guys will go back on that like it's a reason to let a girl push them around or do them, do them wrong.
Because she's hot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they get away with more acting bitchy and stuff. But she was right, but that at the time, it didn't click with me.
I don't even remember. We met her at an event didn't we?
Yeah, she was at an event one time. I was like,
I don't really remember. You know, I remember thinking she was cute or whatnot.
I think cute was about it.
Yeah. But and I usually don't have the same taste in women.
Yeah.
You like them. Brr.
Big girl. Big as I can get them.
Pushing for the pusher.
She was real cute. Real cute. And she wanted nothing to do with me. I was like, yes.
You're the one.
You're the one for
You're
me.
You're the one I'm coming after.
Yeah. And then if she had turned the corner and been like, you know what, we can make this work, I would have been like,
you ain't all that, girl, please.
Yeah. Now you want to come around?
Even if she would have then, once you committed to her after a couple of months, you'd have been like, oh, she's on my nerves. Go home. Oh,
of course.
Go
everyone.
Home.
Plug and play anybody in that situation. Yeah. And that's what's going to happen. I'm like, you know what? You ain't all that great.
You ain't all that.
To get away with the things you're trying. You ain't that great.
Yeah. Relax there, girl.
She'd exactly. make one joke about you having 11 pillows on your bed. And you'd be like, what? I got too many pillows on my bed?
You obviously don't know about fine living.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a touch of class.
Okay? You don't know nothing about it.
Get used to it.
How many pillows you got? Two?
Yeah. Broke-ass bitch.
Pillow poor bitch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You pillow poor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just love it. I always have.
That's funny.
Always.
Are all guys like that?
No.
Okay.
No. Like I said,
should I be taking notes?
I wouldn't. I don't respond to that.
Yeah.
Cool idea.
You're like, I'm not about to chase anybody.
She doesn't want
anybody.
Me. I don't want her.
Yeah, if you're not interested.
I'm not chasing anybody. I'm the chase.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you just said a minute ago that you'd be all up on a guy who doesn't want you that much because you're So which is it?
I don't know. I would like to think that I'm not.
And perhaps therein lies the problem.
But I won't take the action of actually chasing the guy. I might think that in my head.
You just yearn for him?
Yeah. More. Like, I'm just going to be like, this guy doesn't even know what he's doing. But okay, whatever.
Ooh. Yeah.
But my pride won't let me to chase anybody.
Oh, good.
Go Your pride you. Won't let you.
Won't let me.
My pride won't let
My
me.
My pride won't let me chase anybody.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I will go above him. All right, are you sure? Like, you're interested in me.
Like, you're questioning right? me. Let me She's get like, this straight.
All right, what I'm saying, though, is like interested. Not like being friendly. Like, you're interested in me. Yes. Okay. Well, what is... I'm going to tread like be cautious here to see if that's true.
Is that what your dating time was like?
When? What dating time?
After your divorce?
Really. Okay. Wasn't like that.
Okay. I was like, you would ask them.
I was a celebrity then.
So things changed. I get why you are.
There wasn't a lot of dating going on. It was like, you want to come over and hang out? Yeah. Sure. Come on over.
Hang out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You a hoe.
Could have been for a little while. I was very lonely. Very lonely there for a while.
You know, sitting at home on a Saturday night, just thinking, I got the blues. Nothing cheers him up like an internal massage.
Oh. Ooh, why we gotta call it that?
That's what it is.
I know. Just so
a massage for the inside.
So graphic.
A massage for the inside.
She's like, I want a massage. Okay. She's like, on the outside. It's fine. I meant like rub my shoulder.
He's like putting on a What's that for?
But Alexa said something interesting earlier in the show today. She said, I need to be the star.
I do.
In the relationship.
Yeah. Which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing that I think like that.
Well, it's not great. We can get that out of the way right now.
You don't know.
It ain't
I'm not sure about it, you know?
When you say, I need to be the star.
You know, I love to shoplift every day.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not.
Do you want me to tell you now? Or?
I don't want to ruin anything for you, but
perspective.
It ain't great.
You know.
If you're looking at it that way.
I never said I was perfect.
Women hate when, I was going to say when a guy, but they hate it when anybody doesn't ask them about themselves.
I do.
They don't like it. If they're in a conversation and it doesn't at least come around to, well, how are you? What have you been doing? What do you think about this? And they don't like that at all. All right, Riggins, and Ace to a certain extent, but Ace is more friendly than we are, you know, and more interested in people than we are in conversations and stuff. But if you and I were talking to somebody and walked away from them, and then somebody walked up and said, hey, what were they talking about? Did you tell them this or that? Did you tell them this thing? We'd be like, no. Mm-mm. No. Well, aren't you curious? No. What does he do for a living? I don't know. Nice guy. Seemed like a nice guy. Yeah. But, you know. But women, that is, they don't want to be friends with that person. They're not going to date that person.
You mean because the person didn't ask them about themselves?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I have a question. So you need to be the star. But let's say you go to an event or something with a guy that you're seeing, and he is clearly, it's his event. He's the star of the evening, the star of the show, whatever, however you want to phrase it. And everybody wants to talk to him. Are you comfortable just standing off to the side and letting him do his thing?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you insistent that he inject you into the conversation and make certain that you are introduced, noticed, you know, constantly putting you out there as, hey, like, and I want you to meet her, that kind of thing.
Well, if it was his event, I'll obviously allow it to happen, but I know how to work a room, so I will.
You just don't know how to say it.
Shut up.
A room.
A room.
A room.
No, I mean, that's understandable if it's his event, his job, his people. But if he didn't introduce me, then yeah, I think that's rude, though.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
What I mean is he would introduce you, obviously, yeah. but not constantly pushing you into the conversation, that that's kind different. Of thing.
You mean be a star, though, like in the relationship with each, like you need to be doing more of the talking, and he needs to be all interested in what you're doing, and or at least just as interested in you as you are in him.
Yeah, I was like, then where are you going? That sounds pretty bad. But yeah, just as interested. What you were saying
is... It sounds to me like he needs to be more interested in you than
like
you are
in
him.
Maybe like a little slightly more. But what you were saying is so true. I don't like when people, if I go on a date, they don't ask about me because mm-hmm. I will ask all the questions. I do ask a lot and I want to know. So when the roles are reversed, if they don't ask about me, I just feel like... Well, you just care about yourself. You don't care to know anything mm-hmm. about me, and I just ask all these questions. What's the point?
Well, when you ask so many questions, you wear him out. He doesn't want to talk anymore. Yeah. He's like, damn, awesome. I just feel like I've been interrogated here.
Yeah.
Whew, let's eat. I need a break. Seriously.
Enough talking.
Yeah.
I just like having a good conversation, that's all.
Right, well, that...
Well, it sounds like you like having a good conversation means you like making sure that they listen to you talk about yourself.
I like to hear them talk about themselves as well, but not if they're not going to want to hear me talk about me.
Is it only if they're asked, though, that you like to hear them talk about themselves?
Yes.
That's a pretty good rule, though, with anybody. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Don't talk about yourself unless I ask you?
Well.
Yeah. Not excessively.
Yeah, not. There's some people who talk, you know, all about themselves, and they don't inquire about the other person in the conversation.
But you know,
that's just basic.
That's been said forever. The fastest way for somebody to think you're a great person or a great conversationalist is simply ask them questions about themselves.
Yeah, see, I don't have to do that. Because I'm not interested. And B, I just make jokes and put on a show and then walk away and like, oh, that guy's funny. He's great. And
the only reason I'm not asking you questions about yourself is because I don't give a shit.
Not one shit.
Don't take this the wrong way. I don't give a shit.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I just, as millennials would say, I was today years old when I found out that... The Adam, our manager, sends Alexa spreadsheets.
What the f*** is going on?
What was that?
I don't know. I thought the spreadsheets were always just for his benefit. And my wife, Jody's. I mean, she gets spreadsheets from him for our personal stuff.
Lucky.
And she can interpret them?
Yeah. You can't.
I need some type of
You key. Must be dumb.
Oh, stupid.
So what did he want her to do with him?
I don't know. I just heard her say something about spreadsheets. Adam sent her spreadsheets. So. But he never, like, he always just, he'll create a spreadsheet and then hand it to me as we go over it and then take it back.
He doesn't want right. you to keep it?
Yeah, because, I mean, he knows I'm not going to. And yeah. you know, it's like, I'll just give me the folder back and everything. Just the whole thing.
I can reuse that.
And they used to be like, well, I'm going to keep mine. Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. You can keep. You give me yours.
But he leaves it. But, you know, he'll leave it in the hotel. It's hard to throw it away.
Makes him think I care more.
He goes, I can reuse the folder. All right, good.
Do you want me to throw it in the garbage or do you want to throw it in the garbage? Either way, it's going in the garbage.
Oh.
So our, what is Todd's title? He does all of our video stuff and everything, but does he have a title?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm sure he does in Adam's world. I really don't know.
But he screwed me over yesterday. Todd did.
How?
What Todd do?
Because I was on the phone with Adam, and he had a list. You know, he always has a list right. for everybody he's going in. And I was at the end of the list, and he goes, what? Hang on a minute. Todd's calling. Let me see what he wants. So then he comes back to me, and he goes, hey, let me call you back later to finish this. Oh, I gotta talk to Todd. So then now... I was almost finished with the call.
Yeah.
Then it's straight now. It's split into two calls because of Todd.
You got bumped for Todd.
I know.
That sucks.
Yeah, because then I know, and Adam knows I'm not going to answer the second call.
Oh.
Then it's okay.
But I hate doing that.
Not answering the second call?
Yeah.
You made me feel bad. You're an ass. You made me shoot you. Now I feel terrible.
Damn, Todd, you made me be rude to Adam.
Yeah. How dare you?
Such an asshole.
Oh.
He knows I'm not going to answer.
Well, look what you made me do.
I wonder what their conversations are like.
I don't know, but I bet it's intense.
We had to hang up on you to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's just a barrage of ideas that will never come to pass.
Oh, come on.
And dude. Todd doesn't know that Adam doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah.
But Todd's full of ideas.
Todd's got great ideas, too.
Well, I say full of ideas. I don't know how great they are.
It's true. Hitler had a bunch of ideas. The poor, poor example, but proves the point.
Slightly dramatic.
He had a lot of ideas, too.
But I'm kind of nervous because my wife... I don't know if it's a done deal or not, but I think my wife may have gotten Todd a gig doing somebody's wedding, you know, being the videographer of somebody's wedding.
He does really good work.
Yeah, but I mean, you even say he's late every day. Every time he's going to do something, he's late.
Yeah, he's been a little bit. He can be
a little tardy for the party.
He can be
tardy.
If he's late for a wedding.
Yeah.
Then that's not as easily overlooked as
tell him to be there an hour early.
Radio guy that's just waiting to record. Yeah.
Tell him to be there an hour early. He'll be there 40 minutes early.
Got to get the drones in the sky.
Yeah. Oh, he's bringing the drones.
Is he?
Yeah. Nice. I mean, if he, I'm not. You know, I don't pay attention a whole lot, so I don't know if he actually got the gig or he's just in the running for the gig. I don't know.
In the running.
But. All I know is he made me be rude to Adam yesterday, and I don't appreciate it.
You're going to make me not answer
that
Adam.
That did now. Remind me, though, you mentioned that, TJ, that I have to ask you a question in the next break about something Adam mentioned to me yesterday. He says you know about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
That which is my first question is, do you know about this?
Really?
So.
I don't know about anything. Ever.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Mm-mm. Like I said, I just learned that Alexis gets spreadsheets. That sounds big time.
Yeah.
And I'm the worst with spreadsheets. Like,
Didn't he send you the spreadsheet and said, just turn this into something that works for Alexis? What did he say?
He said, this screams is... Adam, and I needed to scream Alexis. And I'm like, well, Alexis doesn't scream spreadsheets at all. So, oh, no, that's going to work.
I do love the way he talks, though. This screams Adam, but I want it to scream Alexis.
I love that.
So that's what I'm working on this week.
I replaced all the numbers with emojis.
Hey.
But you know,
doesn't make any sense. But,
but real business people are very impressed with Adam.
Really?
Yeah. Like my friend Glenn, he's a real business person.
Yeah.
He's got the business degree and the entrepreneur, whatever, started his own businesses and whatever. Introduced him to Adam, and he found out Adam went to Cornell. He's like, I bet he gets good tables.
Oh, or corn not. Yeah.
Corn nerd. He's got his master's degree from Corn Nerd University. Cornhole University.
Cornhole.
He's a cornhole man.
Yeah. I think he's never played cornhole a day in his life.
Well, he doesn't look like he's...
No. He does not look like the type. He's not a bro.
I bet he has.
I bet he, yeah.
Have you guys ever seen him play cornhole?
I've never seen him. He might have. He might have. I bet they do it at like, no, they probably don't do
it.
He's
been,
do they tailgate at Cornell?
No. They have a football, seriously, do they have a football team?
I think they do.
Yeah.
They play all their games at noon.
Oh, yeah, not on TV.
It's one of those deals.
I know they probably have a good hockey team.
Let's go to the game for a while, guys. We'll be over by 3. You know, we go grab some lunch after.
We can read all the encyclopedias after that.
Oh. Yeah, they don't tailgate before a game. They just apply sunscreen before a game. That's it. It's just 1,000 kids applying a lot of sunscreen.
They got a stadium that holds like 70,000 people and have about 3,000 people actually show up.
Yeah, did he ever play sports?
He's a
very good
hockey
player.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, he's not just, a hockey fan. He even played in adult hockey leagues, a couple of years ago.
I can't see him as being that aggressive type playing hockey.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, hey, when he straps on the skates, you don't know what's going to happen. Hey, he becomes a different person.
That's right.
Yeah, he screams hockey.
Wow.
He screams hat trick.
Yeah. The Cornell football stadium is quite a sight.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, they have stands on one side.
Uh-huh.
And the other side appears to be the field house where the scoreboard and all that is, where the team dresses and everything. Nothing on the ends. And it's like almost like a reverse horseshoe. It kind of an arch. Hmm.
So
the stands are in an arch.
It may be kind of like Davidson College where we live, their football stadium.
Let's see if I make this bigger.
It's got stands on one side. Poor people on the other.
Stop.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. The Cornell Big Red. That's the kind of way.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hmm.
Oh, today Adam left his Cornell hoodie sweatshirt at my house. I mean, he was panicked.
Oh,
did he leave it at the house or did he leave it? Yeah, he must have left it at the house. But yeah, he was in a panic. He called him Jody.
He needed it.
Okay. Can you send me that?
Aww.
Yeah.
It's probably like a good look hoodie.
Mm-hmm. But I was going to piss him off and, just go to, what's it called? What is it called, Ace? That fan site that you order stuff from?
Oh, I'm thinking FanDuel. It's not. I know what you're talking about. Damn.
Where you just order all your college merch and everything.
Shop.
And order a Cornell sweatshirt just like it.
Yeah.
So I could wear it with him.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea. What a great idea.
Yes, you should definitely need to do that.
We should all buy Cornell sweatshirts to wear when you come to
it. Doesn't mean anything when you're wearing it. Come on, guys.
Yeah. No one will know who the smart one is.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Alexis.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
Hell yeah, I'm a Cornell man.
Yeah.
For $25, you could be one too.
I have the chicken tender basket. Ranch on the side.
We is eating tonight.
Yep.
Oh, anybody can get in there if I got in.
Yeah, let's see. Shoalcough Field. We average about 4,000 people a game.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad. Place holds 27,000.
Dorks.
Can't see anything without my glasses.
Oh no.
It's like Comic Con.
Yeah. It's hot out here. I'm burning up. I've got a headache.
Allergies.
I've got allergies. I can't find my glasses. Go team. Go.
Yeah, they have a variety of Cornell sweatshirts, even black with red lettering, pretty sharp.
Mm.
Red with white lettering. All gray with red lettering.
His is the charcoal gray color.
Fashionistas the
red,
over there.
Red Cornell on it.
Cornell.
Come on, we're going to do the wave. Come on, everybody do
come
it.
Come on, guys.
I'm the only one doing it.
We're so excited.
And you know,
come on.
You know, Adam sits and listens to this, and he's just thinking, please call me. Yeah. It's bad when they just rip me and don't let me defend myself.
Yeah, that's why it's fun.
I feel so guilty every time.
I always get a little offended when I ask him if he heard something that day on the show or whenever, and he didn't. It's like I think he should be monitoring the show and the app nonstop.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm
you
absolutely about to buy one of these Cornell hats. Cornell polo, Cornell rugby.
What kind of hat is it?
Baseball cap. Mm-hmm. They got some straw hats, too.
Yeah, they all wearing straw hats.
Yeah, visors. They got it all, man.
A Cornell
Go ahead and order the Cornell license plate frame. It says Cornell alum on it for me. Give me that.
Yeah, Cornell hockey. That's it, right there.
Oh, God.
You have to have a pretty good, what do you call it, transcript to get in there, right? You have to have pretty good grades.
Ivy League, I think.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
Probably. Like Harvard.
Man, one time I mistakenly said that a college was an Ivy League school that wasn't, and I thought Adam was going to shit.
Really?
He goes, it was not Ivy League. And I didn't really pay attention. I meant like just as a generic term that it's a really highly respected school or whatever.
Well,
so I know what are there 7 Ivy League schools?
I think so. Yeah,
because he even said, hey, there are 7, and I know them all, and that's not one of them. Trust me, that's not one of them.
I know like 3.
What a dork!
With an acceptance rate of 10.6%.
10%.
Yeah. 3.9 is the GPA required to get into, based on their analysis, on this analysis of this college thing. You need to have a GPA of 3.9 or above, an SAT score of close to 1550, or an ACT score of 34 or above.
Whoa.
Damn. Now, perhaps since you and I took the ACT, TJ, 30-some-odd years ago, they've changed how they score that. But it used to be that 36 was the highest you could get. And a 34 was near perfection on the ACT, so damn.
Why didn't I go there?
Yeah, well.
I bet you could have got a football scholarship.
Considering, I don't even know, it's in New York State, right?
Upstate, yeah, New York.
Yeah.
I mean, would you rather go to Cornell and use the word home slice all the time? Or would you rather go to a normal college and not get your ass whipped?
Home slice. Hey, home slice.
Some home slice.
I bet you could have gotten a scholarship to Cornell to play football, though,
too. Oh, yeah. Easily. I don't
football
know.
Football and baseball. You could have doubled up. Yeah. I'm sure they have good athletes.
Mm. Yeah, I wanted to play football for MIT.
Okay. Yeah.
But I decided just to take some welding classes at night at Cornell.
That would be so funny. To be like the strongest dude on the team playing MIT and just like pounding some nerds.
All the nerds. Oh, that's not nice.
No, they're not all nerds. MIT's a nice, good school.
Cornell's a good school.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even make fun of it if it weren't for the fact that Adam went there.
Yeah.
Still make fun of it. It's not like Harvard or Yale. It's like.
Yeah, or Princeton, I feel like.
Yeah, but those.
It's not cool.
Those people come out of Harvard and Yale. A lot of them end up causing problems in our society.
Tell you what, though.
Because they're so liberal.
That damn.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful campus.
Harvard?
Harvard is impressive.
It's gorgeous.
When you walk through it, you're like, this is an impressive place. It's pretty nice.
Just makes you feel smart walking through there.
It really does.
Well, I pay way too much intuition for it to be a beautiful campus where my daughter goes. That beautiful campus and shit when you're paying for it. That's what a lot of the money goes for, because, I mean,
sure.
Shit.
Gotta look good. At the beautiful flowers. Gotta look good look to attract the, other people to come.
We're growing. Like we're building new buildings. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. That's not going to be my kid going there.
Yeah, y'all got just damn sure not to get my kid through here. Yeah, no, done.
I'm not into this school enough to be donating back to it later.
Oh, yeah.
So stop it.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
You know, you were talking about people playing football at different universities that aren't known for being football. I don't care who you are. If you make it to a D1, a Division I football program, you're a pretty damn good football player. Whether you're, yeah. I would think. You know what I mean? It's like people talk about a guy that plays in the NBA or even for a Division I college team. Oh, that dude sits the bench. He never gets to play. He sucks. Well, he sucks by NBA standards. But by showing up at the Y standards, he would wear your ass out. Like, those guys can go. Like, the guy that never plays in an NBA game is still a hellacious basketball player in the real world.
Right. Just like golfers. If you make the tour, then you're a good golfer.
They showed a guy the other day that's been on the tour for 12 years. He was in contention to win. He'd never won before. And they said something has changed in his game. In the past year and a half, he's gone from being ranked like 300 and something in the world or 200 and something in the world to now he's into like the top 20 for the first time. Hmm. But the point is, I think he'd been on tour 11 years before. So he's done something to hang around for 11 years, and he's made, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars every year just being good enough to stay on the tour. He's finishing well enough to keep hanging in there, you know. That's all you got to do. It makes a good living. Oh, this guy says, just FYI, guys, Ivy League schools don't offer athletic scholarships. If you see them play anything, you know why. LOL.
Damn, we know that.
Damn.
Silly.
They say they don't offer athletic scholarships. It's not an athletic scholarship, but they find a way to get you in school. Yeah. If you tell me somebody that plays in a ACC or SEC football said, I'd like to come to Cornell. I'm like, we're going to find a way, sir. To get. We don't offer athletic scholarships, but we're going to find a way to get you in.
Or do they even care about it enough to do that kind of thing?
They may not.
You know, I'm talking about the powers that be.
Yeah.
You know, the head indoctrinators. I hate college bullshit people. Employees of colleges do nothing but damage our society. Nothing.
Put a bunch of nerds in the world.
A bunch of liberals. A bunch of communists. A bunch of commie bastards.
All y'all do is put a bunch of nerds in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
No, it's cool, but cool to be a nerd.
Yeah, it is cool to be a nerd.
See, I know Alexis discovered something groundbreaking. that if she stopped eating out and ordering food delivered every night, she would have more money.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That just now popped up?
Oh, Perry Mason.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's a sacrifice.
What is?
Not eating out and ordering Postmates all the time.
Yeah, but...
But it's just you.
And you know how to cook, so...
Yeah, but then I cook and I have to eat the same thing for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That's... I mean, but I go back to the fact that it's just you. Get a can of Campbell's soup or something.
I'm not going to eat a can of Campbell's soup.
But you love leftovers.
It's a full meal.
Yeah, for like 1.5 days, not for 3 days. And then I don't want to cook something new because then I'm like, well, I'm wasting the food that I have in the fridge and I don't want to waste the food.
You don't know how to half recipes and stuff?
Apparently not. So I need to work on that.
But now you're not ordering out, so you must be cooking stuff then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is it clean stuff that you're eating on your workout plan and all that?
Semi-clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because I heard you say something about the breakfast pizza you had this morning. It had sausage gravy on it.
It's got gravy on pizza?
I can't go all the way clean. I never will be able to, so that's just, I've accepted it.
Yeah. You just can't throw like a chunky soup in there? And
a chunky soup?
Some vegetable soup, like chunky vegetable soup?
I do not want chunky soup. No, because it's from a can. Need. It doesn't taste good.
Stop. It does.
It does not taste good.
No. Come on. It tastes great. No, it great. Does not. It tastes so great.
It's been in a can for...
Like a sandwich?
For who knows how long.
Make a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, that's like lunch. That's not dinner.
So cook... cook two things and just alternate leftover days. Then you won't be eating the same thing every day.
That's a good idea. But all the dishes I'll have to wash.
Oh, man. You're just going to bitch until you order out. That's all there is.
No, I'm not doing it. I even deleted the app off my phone. I'm not doing it.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if some handsome man wants to send you Taco Bell,
yeah.
That's the way to your heart.
Romeo, Romeo.
I love it.
Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo, Lil Romeo. Wherefore aren't thou Lil Romeo? Sending you a Crunchwrap Supreme.
I'm in love. Mama, I'm in love.
So I always wonder, though, if you're single, how much does it cost to eat out or have food delivered all the time? It costs you a lot, Riggins?
Because I order way
criminal.
Too much.
Yeah, it's criminal. And I went through the exact same thing she's going through. You when you really tally it up, you don't like looking at the bank statement because mm-mm. You know when you just know, you have a feeling, and then when you actually look at it and break it down, you're like, whoa, it's bad.
But yeah, you still get a lot of stuff delivered though, and you eat out a lot.
I dialed it back, so maybe once a week now. But at time it was 4-5 times a week.
On delivery or eating out, picking up something.
Delivery.
Both. Just deliver.
Yeah, both, but mostly deliver.
How much did it cost to have that one onion delivered to you that time? You
Wait,
said I had an onion.
What? You had one onion delivered to you?
I needed an onion.
Get out of here right now.
With the tip, over $5. Where if I went to the grocery store and bought an onion, 90 cents, whatever it is, 95 cents.
Yeah, and you were like, only $4.
But in that case, you were in the middle of cooking.
Yeah.
You needed an onion. You were stuck. You couldn't just leave it and go and run to the store and come back.
I needed one more onion because I had onions. I just needed one more. And I'm like, damn, I can't let this one slide. I have to get another onion.
You couldn't ask your neighbor if they had an onion?
I mean, I guess I could have, but that would have been weird. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what neighbors are for?
Yeah, in the 50s.
Yeah. You got a cup of sugar. Yeah.
God forbid you knock on somebody's door. Yeah, I'm with you. Just like, if I need it desperately bad, maybe I just go ask.
And
you
have friends with him.
I'll pay you back. I'll get an onion tomorrow and bring it back to you, I swear.
There's absolutely no way I would do that.
Yeah.
But my grandmother used to send me next door in her neighborhood to get, to bum shit.
Absolutely.
That's why you don't want to do it.
My mom would do that all the time. Like, not all the time, man. But yeah. And vice versa. Like, people would come over to the house, hey, my mom needs, a cup of vanilla extract or something. Okay.
Damn.
A whole cup? That's more than the little thing.
She's an alcoholic.
Has she been or Jerry?
Yeah, she's not baking with that shit. She's drinking it.
A whole cup.
First thing I thought of.
I need a gallon.
I was trying to avoid the stereotypical sugar and vanilla extract was the next thing
you
I
got a pound of salt I can buy.
They come in a bottle like that.
I know, yeah, I know.
You're only supposed to put like 3 drops. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Her hair smelled good in the
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Make sure you eat your veggies.
I like veggies.
I love veggies. You guys are the worst.
I like them. I just call them vegetables. I don't call them veggies.
That's too long of a word.
It's okay for girls to say veggies.
It's true.
I just don't like saying it. It's goofy sounding.
VeggieTales. Did you ever watch VeggieTales, Riggins?
No, my cousins did, though, but they were like super Christian crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I was like, that cucumber is not Jonas. Stop lying.
Why are you lying? That's a cucumber.
That's a cucumber.
Do they have cilantro?
No, I don't think they have cilantro.
Do they have a jalapeno?
Maybe.
Maybe.
In the vegetables.
I remember a tomato and
broccoli,
a cucumber.
A broccoli.
There was a broccoli.
there was an asparagus.
There is Junior Asparagus. That's his name. And Archibald Asparagus. My name is Archibald.
Yeah, I think it was a little past my time, like, or after my time.
Yeah.
But it was vegetables talking about Jesus, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. they played characters. They played out scenes from the Bible.
Hmm. That's probably very confusing. Seems like, yeah, like, so what does this broccoli have to do with Noah's Ark?
When I get VeggieTales mixed up with Handyman.
Yeah, right. Where's Boots?
That was a documentary for you growing up, was it? Handy Manny?
Shut up. documentary.
That was Wilmer Valderrama's voice on Handy Manny. He played Mandy, looking for a handy.
Oh my god.
Handy Manny.
Handy Manny. Manny Garcia.
That was his name?
Mm-hmm.
Manny Garcia. I didn't know he had a last name, to be honest with you.
Manny Garcia and his talking tools.
Oh, it'll talk.
Did Handy Manny have his own? Wait, I might have.
Are you thinking about Bob the Builder?
No, I have Handy Manny confused with. Did he start on Dora the Explorer? Was he a part of Dora the Explorer?
No, you think about Boots.
Maybe so.
Boots.
Dora was the Boots. Handy Manny was a staple in my house. Dora, Handy Manny, and Little Bill
and El Chapo.
We're three of my daughter's favorites.
Yeah, but Handy Manny was Disney, and Dora was Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Dora was the biggest one. Dora and Little Bill were her two favorites.
Mm-hmm. Swiper, yeah. No swiping.
Right. Went to see the play. And Dora flew through the air. I was like, damn, this is okay. I'm impressed. This is a pretty good show they got
Look
going
at
here.
You being all cultured and everything. And
as opposed to going to see Barney. Barney was a bunch of bullshit. They rolled out a T-shaped stage one row of lights above Barney. They charge you $50 to go see the stupid Barney shows. Like 3,000 people there.
$50?
Yeah. They did two shows in a day. So they probably had 10,000 people total over the course of a day. And all Barney does is come out and they play the songs. The guy just sings and dances like Barney and goes out in the crowd and shakes hands. And it was over for like an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like, this was a ripoff for second row Barney seat. This sucks. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. It was just Barney dancing around to the songs and kids going crazy.
Well, that's where Selena Gomez got her start, was Barney.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She was on Barney?
Yeah. Barney loved it.
Oh. Stop. That's messed up. Gross.
What?
That is
no, she was. She was on Barney. One of the, she could do the number limbo like a month.
What was the ice show that we went
to? Oh, Disney on Ice.
Was it Disney on Ice that we presented?
Disney on Ice. My mom used to take us every year. Yeah.
But that's where I learned my son wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, so to speak. TJ and I went over and stood. The spotlights were on us. We stood next to the rink. We do the whole announcement thing for like 3 minutes. Everybody raised the TJ. There's thousands of people that are like, all right, let's get Disney on Ice started. And they start the show. We go back and sit down. My son goes, where'd you go? I'm like, what? Dumbass. That was me over there. He's like, huh. Oh, I didn't even notice. You're not even paying attention.
You guys did that here in Charlotte?
Yeah.
I was probably at one of the shows.
You probably were.
I probably was
at one of the Disney on Ice shows.
I love Disney on Ice.
You had Dragon Tales, too.
I love Dragon Tales.
That was one of my Dragon Badge Glow.
Anything that had to do with books, I was all about. Reading Rainbow, Dragon Tales. What else? Lamb Chop. That was my show.
Was it Sherry? What's her name?
O'Terry?
No.
Sherry O'Terry.
What was that lady's name? Sherry.
Yeah, Sherry.
Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop.
I used to love Lamb Chop.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, was a little bit thrown by the fact that they named it after the food it would be if it were slaughtered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lamb Chop.
Yeah, that was always creepy to me. I was like, that's not real.
Did she voice the puppet?
Yeah.
She did? That was her?
Yeah.
She made a pretty good living doing that for
a
long, long time.
She still kicking?
No.
She did?
Yeah, I think so. I always wonder if her husband did nasty things with the puppet just to aggravate her.
Oh, my God. I was like,
look where Lamb Chop is.
Sherry. Sherry.
Look here, Sherry.
Look.
Sherry ain't.
Just look.
Gross. I got Lamb Chop. What you gonna do to get him back? Or her. Was it a her?
It's a girl.
Was it a girl?
All right, want her back? Come get her. Whoop. Too slow.
That's terrible.
But, I mean, it's the privacy of their own home. You know, he had fun with that.
Yeah. Why does Lamb Chop smell?
Gross.
Hey, Lamb Chop needs to be sheared.
Yeah.
Come on, Sher.
Come on, Sher. Look, Sher. Wow. That is deeply disturbing.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining it for me.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.